Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Connecticut casino developer Foxwoods says it's not ready to give up on Massachusetts, despite having its plan for a casino in Milford rejected by voters there last month. Foxwoods officials say they're considering multiple options. The Boston Globe cites unnamed sources who say they're eyeing Fall River. It's just the latest twist in what's been a tumultuous year in the state's fledgling casino market. And the year isn't quite over yet, as today the State Gaming Commission is expected to release its decision on whether MGM Resorts is suitable to apply for a casino license in Springfield. The suitability of Wynn Resorts casino plans for Everett is expected later this week. To discuss where things stand at the end of the year, we spoke with State Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby, beginning with the timing of a decision on the casino plans in Revere and Everett, which are competing for the Greater Boston casino license.
On December 31st, we will receive the final site-specific applications for the presumably two applicants, and we will then undertake a very, very data-driven and labor-intensive evaluation by all the different criteria, mitigation, finance, site and building, design, etc. And then sometime probably in April or maybe even May, we will make the final decision between the two.
Well, when do you envision construction on an Eastern Mass casino starting at this moment?
Starting would probably be practically momentarily after we make the decision in the spring of next year, because they're all teed up, they're working on their permitting, and they're anxious to get started.
What do you make of the possible referendum calling for a repeal of the state law authorizing casinos, which could be on the ballot next fall? Certainly not a sure thing at this point, but it could be.
You know, that's up to the people and the courts. You know, I don't really have an opinion on it. And even though I was not particularly a supporter of casinos when I was holding office for other governors, it is now the law of the land, and I think it's important that it be implemented appropriately and well and carefully. And if the law changes, then we'll deal with that.
Would passage of the ballot question stop expanded legalized gambling in its tracks?
I don't even know, Bob. I haven't looked into it. The referendum, if there is one, wouldn't take place until a year from now, and we've just got so many other things on our plate. I think the Supreme Court of Massachusetts has to rule on this before it's even determined whether this can get on the ballot. So it's just not something we're focused on at the moment.
I was wondering if commission lawyers had looked into if the state has already signed a contract with one of these casino or slot parlor developers by the time a ballot question passes, if it passes, whether the commission thought that that would negate the contract or whether the contract would be in force and be able to go forward.
That is something that we are beginning to think about, because these developers, the slots parlor developer has to give us a $25 million non-refundable deposit 30 days after they get the award. The casino developers have to give us an $85 million non-refundable deposit as soon as, or license fee, as soon as 30 days after the award. They're not going to be very interested in putting up that kind of money with uncertainty as to whether or not they're going to be able to go forward or whether they're going to be able to get their money back. So this probably will be an issue we're going to have to discuss with the developers and maybe with the legislature as well in anticipation. Nobody was expecting this repeal movement.
Bigger picture, if ultimately the commission decides that one or more of these casino plans doesn't fly, do you see going back to the casino industry and asking for other bids to build here from perhaps different casino developers?
Yes, I think that is exactly what would happen. I think it's unlikely because we had such good competition. We had so many applicants for these licenses that even where it's down to one, I think we will very likely have one good one, and we've got competition for all the other ones. But in the unlikely event that we weren't satisfied, then we would go back out. There clearly are communities in Massachusetts that do want to have gaming facilities in their premises, and there clearly are companies that do want to do business in Massachusetts. The issue is matching the two up.
Let me ask you a specific question about one of the plans, if I might, and you. You recused yourself from a vote on the Wynn Resorts bid to develop land for the casino in Everett in light of some business connections that you've stated you had with one of the landowners in the deal. Are you worried that connection is ultimately going to color the casino selection process for Eastern Massachusetts, even if it's not the Wynn proposal that the commission ultimately ends up selecting?
It's a good question, and there's two aspects to it. Do I actually have any conflict of interest? Do I have any substantive reason to recuse myself from the next phase of this? And the answer to that is no. There's absolutely no substantive reason. I'm fully in compliance with all the ethics rules. The Ethics Commission said you can go ahead and resume your duties, and I've complied with all the laws and everything else. The commission, and this is important, the commission discovered that there were some questionable dealings in this land ownership, including involving a person that I was in business with 25 years ago, and they interceded and got the price of the land in Everett to be reduced by $40 million. So there is no benefit by virtue of a casino license. It only will get the fair market value. Having said all that, there is the issue of appearances, facts be damned, and of the integrity of the commission and its decision-making. I hope that as time passes, fair and reasonable people will come to the conclusion that I can be objective and that this incredibly transparent process absolutely protects the public interest. But if that is not the conclusion of fair and reasonable people, then I absolutely would consider recusing, because the reality and appearance of integrity on behalf of the commission's process has got to be our highest priority. And my considerations are secondary to that.
Well, along those lines, I think I need to ask, if that's the case, if at some point down the line, maybe not too far in the near future, there remains an appearance of a conflict, even if there isn't a conflict in fact, would you consider stepping down?
Stepping down as chair?
That's correct.
No, there'd be no reason to do that. The only issue where there would be any concern would be on the license decision that involves people I know on both sides. I actually have friends on both sides of the Eastern Mass license. But all the rest of the work, the Western Mass license, the slots parlor decision, and setting up the agency and becoming the regulators of this industry, there's no issue of conflict or appearance or anything on that score.
One last question for you, maybe my last question to you in this calendar year, Mr. Chairman. Are you at this point convinced that there will be expanded gambling in Massachusetts, that at some point down the road we're either going to get a casino or casinos and or a slot parlor?
Well, the repeal issue is something that I simply can't speak to. That's totally speculative, and I just can't speak to it. Beyond that issue, the answer would be yes. I think we will see expanded gaming facilities, and I think we will do it as well as it can be done. And we have the research mechanism in place to track exactly what does happen. Every socioeconomic variable that can be affected by problem gambling, whether it's home values or business starts or domestic violence, anything, we will be tracking all of that, and we will all know exactly how it works out.
Stephen Crosby, chair of the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.